Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. It's good to have you with us, and we're joined by Fran Vincent. Fran, welcome back. Nice to touch base again.
Thanks, Fred. Always good to be here.
Fran, nutrition is pretty important when it comes to racing, but for you it plays quite a big part in your life in general, and particularly as you move into the older age groups now and you struggle with the sort of fighting of not getting slower but struggling to get faster, if I can put it that way. And nutrition plays a big part in you trying to be as good an athlete as you can be.
Yes, it absolutely does.
You're into whole foods. Tell us a little bit about sort of your regime and what your nutrition philosophy is.
Well, I'm a pescatarian, so I'm a vegetarian, but I also eat seafood. I really believe in a clean diet, so I try to keep my diet as unprocessed as possible. Whole foods, as fresh as I can. I do a lot of my own, cooking. I love soups and fresh fruits and vegetables. And so the majority of my diet is probably fruits and vegetables, whole grains, with some fish as well. A lot of nuts and seeds and beans. So, I'm a very healthy eater.
Brilliant. How do you tie that in to your sort of race strategies and race nutrition strategies?
Well, that's interesting because the closer I get to a race, the less kind of clean I eat. Most of our clean foods are pretty high in fiber, and I don't have an iron stomach. So I really pay attention to what I'm putting in my body, especially the week before and very, very closely a couple of days before. So I almost start to eat lower fiber just to kind of get the GI system cleaned out. And I eat things just before a race that I probably wouldn't eat day to day in my regular life. Things that are high in carbohydrates, low fiber. So we're talking pretzels and we're talking Fig Newtons and animal crackers and things that are going to give me plenty of calories, but they're not going to load me down with fiber for race day.
I find it quite interesting because obviously when you're following a very clean diet, you feel a certain way. But often when you eat that way, then you start introducing things like what you just mentioned. It sometimes makes you feel sluggish and not as great as you normally feel. Is that something that you battle with?
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually. So I think, the day before Ironman is always a very nerve-wracking day, but that nutrition is, it plays a big role in what's going to happen the next day. So yeah, sometimes I do feel a little bit sluggish. I think that is kind of par for the course for most of us. We're in this taper, you're kind of, not really sure how your body's going to perform the next day, but, I know that this is what works for me, and, it's what prevents me from being in the Portageon, the next day. So, yeah, although it's kind of, contrary to what I would normally do, I know that it is getting my body Ironman ready.
Let's talk about fueling and what you do from a workout perspective and for race. Obviously, you try and get what you're going to do on race day dialed in during training, but what's your sort of fueling strategy?
Absolutely, yeah. I practice my race day strategy every training session. So I try to keep it as simple as possible, and I've done a couple of different things throughout the years, but where I am now, I'm really happy with. I go pretty much all liquid. I try to use what's on the course. I have been that person that's left my nutrition in transition before and just kind of wondered, oh my gosh, how am I going to make this work? So I use what's on the course. For Ironman, that's usually Gatorade Endurance. I'm a big fan of the base performance as well. So I do use the base performance to train, but I really stick to what's on the course. I use some gels in addition to that, and some shot blocks as well. But I'm pretty much just gels, salt, and Gatorade Endurance.
Pretty, and you say simple, and it is. It's very simple. There's not too much that, I don't want to say it can go wrong. Obviously, anything can go wrong, but it's keeping it simple like that avoids a lot of issues possibly.
I absolutely agree. And, you know, really, when it comes down to it, it's not really that complicated. Your body needs hydration, your body needs sugar, and your body needs salt, you know, or electrolytes. And it's interesting to me, all the other things that, you know, people add into their mixes, like the protein, which your body really can't synthesize, you know, well, or the vitamins, the artificial colors, the artificial flavors. I just think it makes sense to try to keep it as simple as you possibly can.
And after an Ironman, what do you do, or after a training session, what do you do from a recovery point of view?
Well, I'm really good during training and actually races too, about getting a protein carbohydrate source, like a 4-to-1 ratio into my body almost immediately. But I have to say, as far as food goes, I don't usually have an appetite. After an Ironman, I'm not eating a normal diet for probably about 2 days later. I don't know. You know, what we do is really tough on the body, and I think especially tough on the digestive system, that really sort of shuts down while we're out there to divert, you know, all the energy to those working muscles. So I'm not a quick rebounder. I see people in the, you know, at the finish line chowing down on pizza. And it's a funny thing about Kona, because the food there is, I don't, so not appealing to me. And you see people just getting as much of it as they possibly can in their system, and it's just the last thing that I want. So I'm good with a chocolate milk, or, you know, I usually pack a recovery drink and just mix it with water, and I am good to go for a few hours.
That's awesome.
But I do love my vegetarian pizza, though. So I will, you know, usually munch on that probably a couple hours later. Not that I have much of an appetite for it, but I know that it's important to get the digestive system going again.
Well, Fran, it's been great catching up. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and we look forward to tracking your progress in the months and years to come.
Great. Thank you, Brad. It was great talking to you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to put in world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on thekonaedge.com/nutritionseminar.